a good Tavach to all of you, wishing you a good Gesund Tavach. The light that we had just Hanukkah should spread through the month of Tevis and enlighten it and bring tremendous light for every single Yid in Klal Yisrael. So very quickly, a beautiful Dvar Torah from the Divrei Shmuel, the Slonimer, one of the Slonimer Rebbes, Va'ata Al Tiyatsu. The Medrash says Va'ata is tshuva, and the muster is Al Tiyatsu. When you're doing tshuva, you don't do it out of sadness, but b'toich simcha. And not to be depressed about it. See, a lot of us make this mistake. We have to have a certain degree of guilt to change our course, harata, and to do better. But what the Yetzer Hara does is he paralyzes us to such an extreme that it gets us into a downness and a self-loathing that brings us further down. And we need to learn not to do that. We need to learn to build ourselves up, to recognize that all these other parts of ourselves that sometimes do these things, we are compassionate about it. We have to fix it, but recognize that our essence was never damaged by it. We were always pure and beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all he wants us to do is to work through it and to correct it and to come back to him. And that is a source of simcha. The next beautiful vart that he says here, Atam lo Hashem shlachtam oisi, he did not send us here, ki elokim, but Hashem did. But he teaches beautifully that when a yid is sent to this world, you should know he's not sent here for the physical pleasures of the world or just for that, but ki holikim, Hashem send me for a godly purpose to build up my neshama and to recognize we're here to do mitzvah samayis and tayvim and to serve Hashem. The Chasav Sofer puts it in a beautiful way, in the way he Yosef told the brothers, even though externally it seems that you're the ones who sent me here, you did not. Va'ata loyatem shlachtem oisi, the Ksav Sefer says, ki elikim ve'im b'chem avol klal, therefore you're not at fault at all, ki me'eis Hashem ha'isa zois. Ki me'eis Hashem ha'isa zois, the Ksav Sefer says, as he's explaining. It came from Hashem directly. V'nosan b'libchem, he placed into your heart, limcha reisi, to sell me. V'lishloyach oisi heina, because he needed to send me here. Which is a very high madrega betachin, and it's difficult for people to internalize this way, to recognize that Hashem sent you, and even though people have bechira and they may have sent you for the wrong reasons, or they have their cheshbonis or whatever it was, so all of us are sometimes in these difficult situations, or in situations we feel resentful about why we're here instead of someplace else, or why am I doing this instead of that, why Hashem placed me in this place, not in the other place. And we have to realize that takes emunah b'tochen that Hashem sent me here specifically. There's a beautiful, I'll end off here, a beautiful story. It's brought down in fear, Faith Over Fear, which is a sefer by from the Shiurim of Rabbi Chiel Yitzchak Per, who gave Vadim on the Sefer Madregas HaAdam of the Alta from Nevardak. So he talks about this idea, Hashem sent you where you needed to be and making peace with life. And listen carefully. I'm going to just quote what he says. It's really beautiful and everyone can listen from it. At some point in life, nearly every intelligent person feels that he is underappreciated. You feel that you could do much better in another place or position. A bacher feels that in another yeshiva or with the right chavrusa, he would really take off. There are little rebbes mourning that they are not the satmar of, or little gevirim wishing they were big gevirim. It's part of being human. The question is how you manage these inevitable thoughts. So for example, and then I give him a lot of credit, he talks about himself here. It's tempting for me to look at myself and bemoan my wasted talent. Here I am, the gem of the generation, steeped and soaked in Torah wisdom up to my eyeballs, zeichet to divine truths that only others could dream of, and I'm reduced to darshaning to a few dozen young bachrim. By rights, I should have a daily speaking tour before thousands, if not not any thousands, but thousands of gedolim, all at the edge of their seats, nodding their full white beards at the brilliance gushing from my lips. And with my vast store of experience and insights, I should set policy for yeshivas and schools and shuls all over the world. Isn't it a shame that our national treasure, me, is wallowing in near obscurity, talking himself hoarse to a bunch of kids? Now, what is the answer to these destructive thoughts? First, of course, I must recognize the gross self-aggrandizement at work, inflating even my possible legitimate concerns to comical proportions. Second, and no less important, is the thought that if the Eibishter put me here, this is where I'm supposed to be. I must accept Hashem runs the world. This is precisely this group in quantity, as well in quantity, that I should be teaching. Perhaps all my talents are needed for this very job. If I was indeed supposed to speak before many my fantasy gathering of Gedolim, there will be no question that that's where I would find myself. And since I do not, it must be that I would make a fool of myself or I'd mislead them in some way. My job is right here talking to you. And that is how you go through life. My current position holds the utmost importance for what I was meant to accomplish. My current avoda holds all the meaning and potential for me that I would want. That doesn't mean, by the way, that if sometimes you're in a certain matzav and you're asking Hashem to help your matzav get better, that you could always do through tefillah. But kol zman after the tefillah and you're in whatever matzav you're in, Hashem sent you there. Hashem sent you there, and that's really really something that really could transform a person and give a person a great amount of menuchas and nefesh and yishuv hadas and calmness and peace of mind and being at peace with themselves and removal of a lot of jealousy as well. You know, that to recognize that Hashem values every single human being, every single yid is special in the eyes of Hashem. Doesn't make a difference whether you're famous or not famous or whatever it is, or you seem to have more abilities, less abilities, and so on and so forth. Hashem gave you the capacity of what you need to do with your own tools and your own abilities and your own kishroiness, and you could spread whatever light you can, do your chesed in if not in great ways, but in small ways. We have to remember this, especially when we listen to stories about unbelievable betochen or hashkacha pratis, which is always beautiful to listen to, these beautiful stories of people doing amazing things or amazing things going on. But we need to know also that in life, very often, 99% of life is in the mundane. No one is looking. There's no big rah-rah about it. There's nothing amazing going on. And still, it's all good. It's all beautiful in our own quiet ways, in doing our own things that we do. We make the mundane holy. We have a sense of purpose with what we're doing, even on a regular day. And especially Tavis is a good time to think about it, because, yes, you have that tinyness that will netzach and turn into yontif, but otherwise it's yemei chulin. And there's tremendous value in every single moment and every matzav you're in, and making the most of it and realizing Hashem sent me where I need to be. And we should all recognize this and be filled with menuchas hanefesh with whatever we do. We try our best, we daven, but all of us, wherever we are, Asher Husham, Hashem is there. Hashem is there with us. That's what it's called, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. So there's many pshatim about why they were called mokim. Okay? But the idea is because Hashem is with us always, so in every mokim that we are in, the mokim is there. The true mokim is there. Hashem is where we are, not where we think we should be someplace else. He is with us right here, right now. Have a wonderful week. Bracha v'atzlacha to all.